Episode 2083, Change Your Life in 7 Days.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? Okay, I know. I ask that question of you quite often, don't I? Because I care. I want to know what you're doing in your life today. What are you doing to move your health forward? It's all about Wellness Wednesday, Change Your Life in 7 Days. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What if you could begin to change your life in 7 days? So many people make excuses for what they wish their health and wellness looked like, but are not willing to take the plunge. Are you ready? There is no better time than the present. Just look at your calendar. Did you know that you control what goes on that calendar and how you organize your day? We get so caught up in the urgency and forget what's important. So why are you letting everyone else's urgency determine your daily direction? What do you think? Have you even thought about that question? Well, I know all about this too well because I lived that life. And it's easy to do when you're raising 5 children, homeschooling them, involved in the church and community, and trying to be a wife too. Who had time for me? I didn't. I didn't have time for me, but I made time for everyone else. Whatever fire needed to be put out got my attention. That's exactly what I thought I needed to do. That's how I thought me serving in the right way was how I was supposed to respond. Now, when you are living this lifestyle, who's really benefiting? Only the ones who need you to respond ASAP. And during all of this, your health and well-being are suffering and being sacrificed. There's no priority unless if you're lucky. And who wants to roll the dice on your health? You shouldn't be rolling the dice on your health. You should be saying, I'm worth something, instead of living life half empty. Wouldn't it feel great to live life at least half full with more joy? I mean, you can have it in fullness, but even if it was just half full, how would that make you feel? Well, you have to be willing to believe. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Believe, B-E-L-I-E-V-E. I feel like a cheerleader today, but it's so important. We do everything in life not to believe. We wrap our head around the stuff we can't do. We remind ourselves that, oh, I failed here. Even if it was 20 years ago, you can still tell the story as if it was yesterday. I mean, come on, let me hear an amen on that one, because that one is truth. It's fact that that's what happens. But is it true today? No. But we treat it as if it was less than 24 hours old. You can do absolutely anything. Now, some stuff may come easier, and that's okay, but you have to be willing to put in the work, and you have to believe. So where do you begin? Where does it all start? Well, it starts with B-E-L-I-E-V-E. You know, the title of this episode, Change Your Life in 7 Days, it's not about changing your life in 7 days. It's about the opportunity to begin that process. But what I am telling you, over a 7-day period, if you look at this for 7 days, and you can go back into the Bible and understand what the number 7 means in the Bible, it's completion, fulfilled. If you can work, you know, I know everybody throws out, oh, you've got to work this habit till 21 days, or it's 42, or it's 66, or it's 177. You can throw any number out that you want, but right now I want to stick with a heavenly number, and it's the number 7. And guess how many letters are in the word believe. 7. And how many days in the week are there? 7. Sounds pretty good to me. So why not start there? And so what I wanted to do was give you an acronym on what you can do all the time, every single day, to begin that transition to transformation. Because remember, change does not happen overnight. Does a caterpillar become a butterfly overnight? No. If it did, oh man, talk about freaky. I mean, come on, bring on Star Trek. Yeah, Beam Me Up, Scotty would have a whole new look to it. Nothing happens overnight. I know we expect it to, but it doesn't. But one thing that can happen is for you to believe. So I want to break it down for you and what it looks like within the 7 for your 7. Number 1, B, begin to believe. This is the kickoff to what needs to happen to keep you engaged in your transition. Belief starts before you begin. You got to start carrying that belief torch before you even make it to the finish line. How many people say, yeah, I'm not going to win the Super Bowl this year, but I'm going to work my darndest every single game I play? No, there's not one NFL player, I don't care how honest they are, they're not telling themselves, yeah, we're not going to win the Super Bowl, but we're going to give it our darndest every day. We're going to get out and work and we're going to sweat and we're going to lose strong, but we're still never going to make the Super Bowl. But that's okay. They don't come out with that attitude. There's not an athlete anywhere. It doesn't matter where you're from. They believe that they can do it. And that's how they move forward. So you have to begin to believe. You have to carry that torch that says, you know what? I'm here. This is it. It's my stake in the ground. I believe I can do it. Hence the word believe. Begin to believe. Number 2, E, excavate your history. Yep, we're digging some holes and we're digging holes in the past. Let go of what is holding you back. Release yourself of your past mistakes. You learn from your mistakes, but you do not have to be buried by them. So excavate your history. Be grateful for the lessons learned. Say, yeah, I got that. I didn't necessarily enjoy the process, but I got it. Now I can move forward. Excavate your history. Number 3, L, lead your day. If I asked you if you lead your day, how would you respond? Yeah, well, I can tell you how I think you would respond. Yeah, I don't. Because you don't. You let everybody else do it. Now, I get it. There are some things called school schedules you don't have control over unless if you sit on the board. So you have to put that in your calendar. That's part of the responsibilities. I know, I get it. That can't be changed. But there are other things that can be. And believe it or not, you have more of a say-so in your calendar and what goes on your calendar than what you give yourself credit for. This is where priority for you counts. Say no when it's easy to say yes. Lead your day. What really matters? Seriously, at the end of the day, what really matters? Does it matter that you put out everybody else's fire? Or does it matter that you took care of yourself first, made sure that you did what you need to do when it came to your health and your well-being, and then you took care of your family, and then you took care of your responsibilities, as in paying the bills and taxes and showing up for required appointments that kind of fall under your responsibilities. But then it comes to the extracurricular stuff and all of that stuff. As much as I'm all for volunteering, sometimes we need to take a back seat for a season. And guess what? It's okay. Say no when it's easy to say yes. And sometimes we say yes because we don't want to say no. But really, we want to say no, but we say yes because we feel guilty for saying no, right? Lead your day. Step up. You're a big girl. You got this. Number four, I. Immerse yourself in truth. This is a hard one. You got to stop telling yourself lies. Recognize the truth in what is good and what is bad. Recognize the truth in love. Then make adjustments accordingly. You know, E all the way back there was excavate your history, right? Dig out the old stuff. Learn from those lessons, okay, and then be done, move on. When you immerse yourself in truth, you're looking at fact, not relying on feelings. And there is a difference. A lot of us say, well, I don't feel it. Really? Well, figure out a way to feel it then, girl, because it's time that you start. Immerse yourself in truth, right? It's not about feelings. It's about fact. What are you looking at? What do you need to make adjustments on when it comes to your well-being? And this could be for your fitness regimen. It could be for your exercise routine and what you're doing and when you're doing it, how you're doing it. It can be the type of macros that you're eating and how many that you're eating or that you're overeating. It can be nutritional supplements. It could be, are you getting enough sleep? Are you hydrating enough? Oh, wait, are you doing what you need to do just to chill out and relax once in a while? Are you breathing? Do you feel your own heartbeat? You know where you're at, but you've got to immerse yourself in truth, in love. It's not about beating yourself up. You've got to stop telling yourself lies. And I know we all do it because I've done it. And even once in a while, I see a little white lie that squeaks into my thought process. And I'm like, not going there, not today. And when they do settle in, guess what happens? My bucket of thoughts, oh my goodness gracious, it just floods and just fills up with nothing but negative thoughts. Negative feeds negative. So you got to immerse yourself in truth. Recognize it, what's good and bad, in love. And then what? Next. You got it. Number five, E. Evaluate your direction. What do you need to do in order to get going in the right direction to reach your next step? Not your next goal, your next step. You see, a lot of us set goals. For example, maybe you want to lose 10 pounds in a month, but you've lost 5 and you're like, yep, nope, I have so lost. Didn't lose it. Nope, so I'm done. And so the next month comes around, you're like, well, I didn't make my goal. So, you know, obviously what I'm doing is not working. And so it gives you what? The excuse. You settle into it. You're like, oh yeah, I like this because it feels good. Yeah, get it? It feels good. You hear the terminology. You hear the words and the language I'm using. That's exactly what we're saying to ourselves. It feels good. You know, I'm okay because I didn't make it. So I'm going to use the excuse to just, well, I'm going to settle here. Because I know I can't do any better. Seriously? Evaluate your direction. Guess what? You lost 5 pounds. That's awesome. Who cares about the goal? What about the step? We sometimes get so focused on these huge goals. Let's go back to our NFL players. The goal may be to win the Super Bowl, but how many games do they have to play in between to get there? Yeah, they have to win one game at a time. And in order to play one game, they have to go to how many practices to get to that one game? Evaluate your direction. One step at a time, it leads to miles of greatness. It's not about one goal at a time. Because it takes many steps to get to that one goal. It takes many, many, many steps to change a habit. So instead of sitting here and setting yourself up for failure, set yourself up for success and say, you know what? I'm going to evaluate my direction so I know I can reach my next step. What is it? Maybe it's just to get to lunch and eat the next great meal. Lots of veggies. A good amount of protein. Lots and lots of hydration. Evaluate your direction. Number 6, V, value yourself where you are. Change takes time. So enjoy the journey. Yes, I get it. You may not like what you look like in the mirror. I know, been there, doing that. There are times I'm sitting here going, seriously? How? And you begin to go down that, yep, rabbit hole. Yeah, I'll excavate that rabbit hole. It doesn't need to be there anymore. Get rid of it. Value yourself. Yes, you're beautiful. Nothing's changed on the inside. Maybe there's a little bit extra on the outside. But guess what? You are working on that. So value yourself. See the beauty within, not the question marks on the outside. I promise you, when you begin to value yourself, where you are, as you are moving from transition to transformation, it becomes easier. And finally, number 7, change your life in 7 days. It's E. Execute your daily step, not your daily goal, your daily step. It's not about having a perfect day or performing to gain the acknowledgement and the accolades. No, your step draws you closer to what you desire for your health and well-being. It's a step. And that might mean just, oh my gosh, I've got to go to bed tonight at 9 o'clock because I've got to get up by 5 o'clock and I need to make sure I am well rested. That is your step. And if you accomplish that, ring the bell. Yes, I did it. But we sit here and try to trap ourselves in goals and habits, and I'm all for that. And there's a place for that. There's a time for that. There's a season for that. But we get so wrapped up in all this fluff that we forget what the real work looks like. Believe. What do you need to do to get to where you want to go? Believe. Begin. Excavate. Lead. Immerse. Evaluate. Value. And execute. Have you noticed all of this gives you what? Aim to create your now. Action ignites motivation. It keeps moving you forward. The belief then what grows, and then you gain momentum. And with every step that you gain momentum, which leads to miles of greatness, you are creating your now. That is beauty. That is healthy. This is something you can do. This is a way for you to be healthy. You can feel great even when things are crazy. You can be hope-filled during the transformation. Because there's going to be times that you have to do some things that you're like, yeah, nope, don't want to do it. If you have any form of sugar addiction, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Anything sweet, you're like, oh man, temptation's there. But you're like, oh, I got to get there. Okay, guess what? It's the one step. It's not thinking about, I've got 45 pounds to lose. No, it's about the one step. You do that one step, guess what? You're that much closer to the 45 pounds that you want to lose. But it's a lot easier to get to the one step than the 45 pounds. Believe. Believe that anything is possible when everything seems impossible. Change your life in 7 days. Believe. This is something that I am personally working on with myself because I'm one who can get trapped in my own head. I can. And I'm one who likes to vocalize things. So believe it or not, my kids are like, yeah, mom, you're talking to yourself again. I'm like, I know. Isn't it great? And they're like, no, really, I'm trying to focus here. I'm like, and so am I. But this is how I think. So I go to another room. But a lot of what I do is out loud. Look here on the podcast. We have episodes not just once a week. We have it every single day. Why? Because we need to have this information and knowledge, and we need to be inspired and motivated to keep doing what we need to do, because God's got a plan for you. You were created for more, not just to settle. You're not mediocre. You were built for greatness. Created in God's image. Why would you sell yourself short? But we do it, and I've done it. And so I began this process, and I knew it was going to be long. Why? Because I'm perimenopause right now. I've shared a little bit of this with you, and it's kind of crazy because my body, before I even hit perimenopause, was all over the place. Not my menstrual cycle, though. I know, guys, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It won't get that in-depth personal. But I was spot on with everything when it came to my menstrual cycle. Okay, I had a rhythm. It was wonderful. But what's all over the place with my body is I don't have a normal digestive system. I have intolerances that just are not fair. I love food, but food hates me. I have more stories that can take up hours upon days upon weeks to share with you about how my body reacts to things. I can become bloated in less than 15 minutes of eating something. I'm not kidding you. I can look 2 to 3 months pregnant, and it's ridiculous, but that's my body. Well, now fast forward to where we are today, and I'm perimenopause, and I'm like, okay, this is enough. Lord, can we just kind of skip right into menopause? I'm just ready for it to be over. Can we not balance myself off? Talk about balance. I'm ready for it. Bring on hormonal balance, please. I want it. And I got to be honest with you, the only time I've ever thought I was balanced was when I was pregnant with 5 children. Every single one of them. I was so blessed because I felt great. My body operated like it needed to be. And I never understood it till I started studying myself and triggers and foods. And I mean, talk about writing things down and being detailed. I'm telling you, I've been in those shoes. I'm in those shoes. And so I started looking at it going, all right, you got to get on some train here. You got to figure out what to do, because you could be in this for another 3, 4, 5, 10 years before everything settles in. And do you want to be where you are now? The answer to that was a capital N and capital O with lots of exclamation points. I didn't want to be there. That's not where I wanted to hang out. And that's not where my healthy living needs to be. And so I thought, what do I need to do? And I said, I need to believe. Believe. And then I started thinking about, well, what does that mean? Believe. And literally it was every single day doing this over and over and over again, doing what I could. And if for some reason, if I fell off just a little bit, maybe had a little extra slice of cheese, or decided that I wouldn't drink as much water. I know you're probably like, seriously, those are your only fall offs. Well, right now that's them so far. I've been tempted by pizza. I've been tempted by French fries. I've been tempted by ice cream. Let's see what else. Lots and lots of chocolate. But I've been able to say no. Why? Because it wasn't about the huge goal that I have at the end. It wasn't about trying to change a habit. It wasn't about all my hormones. It was about one little step. One little step. Believe that I can. Believe. I want you to believe, because there is no greater wealth than your health. And I know for me, I'm preparing for a grandbaby. And when that grandbaby is in running fashion, oh yeah, this grandma wants to chase after that little one. And I've got to be right in step. And in order to do that, I've got to be healthy. And I want to be fit, and I want to feel good about who I am on the inside, not just what I look like on the outside, but who I am on the inside, meaning all my organs are doing what they need to do. All my cells are really hydrated. I've got all the nutrients that I need. But it has to start somewhere. Believe. You do it one day at a time, one step at a time. Over 7 days, I promise you, you will feel a shift in your body. I have. And I'm like, this is awesome. So I'm going to the 8th day, the 9th day, the 10th day, and it becomes what? Easier to repeat. 7 turns into what? 14, which turns into 21, which turns into 28. Do you see how it happens? Change your life at 7 days. Believe. How much are you worth? I don't see that you can put a price tag on your life. You're invaluable. So don't let your past run you over. Don't let the urgency of others dictate your calendar. Change your life because you're worthy. Change your life because you matter. Change your life. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed, happy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.